How's it going, Radio Nation? Chris Thomas here. Hope you're having a great day kind of day. And on this installment of Radio Nation, we're going to be talking about how Liberty University President Jerry Falwell Jr. has been asked to take a leave of absence after a fairly provocative picture.
Oh, give me a break.
Good times, Tom Lado. Let me just get through the intro.
Well, I mean, it's just silly.
Jerry Falwell Jr. was pictured on Instagram taking a photo with his fly half down, boxers exposed.
Oh, yeah, it sounds like you're getting turned on just talking about it.
No, I am not. I'm trying to tell the audience who might not know. Okay, when a president of a Christian university is pictured with his fly half down and he's standing next to and holding a woman who is not his wife, and she also has her fly half down, that raises alarm bells.
What's the alarm bell? What's to be concerned about?
Well, I mean, if you're a president of a Christian university, you're supposed to be a role model for the students, and you're supposed to show that, you know, there's a certain standard of conduct and behavior that you should adhere to.
Oh, gosh, what a bunch of nonsense. It was all in good fun. The woman in the picture is Jerry Falwell Jr.'s wife's assistant. And she's a pregnant woman. And, her shorts didn't fit her. So her fly was exposed. And Jerry Falwell Jr. was just having fun and thought it was, something where, oh, well, she can't have her fly up. So I'll have my fly half down, just like her, and, you know, it's like a bonding experience. Isn't, our spirituality supposed to bring us together?
Well, I guess that's the argument of the Jerry Falwell Jr. supporters. I wasn't aware you were president of the Jerry Falwell Jr. fan club.
Oh, well, if you're going to be like that, I'm not sure what your deal is. Maybe you're just jealous that Jerry Falwell Jr. is much more successful than you.
Well, I mean,
I got you there, didn't I?
I'm not sure why you're saying he's more successful. I mean, the board at Liberty University told him to take a leave of absence, and he accepted that request, so is he really more successful than me right now?
Oh, you think you're big, huh? Well, I mean, I'm just saying that if you're someone who takes joy in the misfortune of others, you're not a good person.
I'm not taking joy in Jerry Falwell Jr. being asked to take a leave of absence. I'm just saying that, you know, it's a situation where if you're a university president, why are you publicly posting pictures of your fly half down?
This is a situation where I think people are held to different standards. You know, if this were, Wale.
Wale the rapper?
Yeah, Wale the rapper. If Wale, you know, took a picture with a woman and his fly was half down, and people would say, oh, he's cool. You know, this guy is starting a trend. And everyone would start having their fly half down, and you can see the outline of their ding dong, and, you know, everyone would be cool with it.
I'm not sure if everyone would be cool with suddenly people just walking around with their fly half down, especially men just walking around underwear exposed, and you can see an outline.
Yeah, an outline of a juicy bulge.
What?
Nothing.
Dale Pine, what do you think about this?
I did a survey.
Oh, God.
I did a survey of 28 Christians that were gathered at a Walmart.
28 Christians gathered at a Walmart?
Yes. Yes, my friend. They were there having church services.
Church services?
Yes, well, they are in an area where the church cannot congregate. They cannot come together due to the restrictions in place. But the Walmart is allowed to stay open. So the leader of the church said, we are going to hold services in the Walmart. And so I interviewed all the congregants as they were singing a beautiful hymn.
So you interrupted their service so you can do a survey?
Well, I mean, the way you say it, you make it sound like I'm rude or something. I just said, please, folks, I would like to get your thoughts on Jerry Falwell Jr. And all 28 supported Jerry Falwell Jr. and said that he should not step down from being president of Liberty University. And they said that it's an attack on religion and that people of the Bible should be allowed to walk around with their fly half down.
Exactly, see? This is a situation where I think that people are hostile to spiritual individuals.
Okay, so let me get this straight. Suddenly, if someone's religious, if they just walk around with their fly half down and their underwear is exposed, and you might see a hint of, you know, their private region, you would take no issue with that?
Well, we have to remember the fabled story of Adam and Eve, and part of living under a universe created by God is accepting the fact that people are going to reproduce, and if you see someone with their fly half down in the name of the Lord, if you decide to make a baby, I think that's okay.
I'm not following that at all.
Well, how hard is it to understand? I mean, are you slow?
No, I'm not.
That's a double negative, so technically you just said you're slow. And that's okay, you know it. I mean, we already know based on this podcast that you are.
Cut it out.
My friend, I think you should listen to Good Times Tom Lado. Liberty University has made a big mistake getting rid of Jerry Falwell. It's not good. He should be allowed to walk around with his fly half down. And if he wants to walk around with his fly half down and perhaps not even wear any underwear, that's his right.
Exactly. I mean, he's a man that believes in the Bible. And if people are to see a couple pubic hairs, what's the big deal?
All right. Now I know that you guys are just giving me a hard time in pulling my leg.
What? This is a part of human anatomy. And if you see an upstanding Christian man and you see a massive bush, it's gonna be quite appealing.
What?
All I'm saying is that if you're a woman, okay, let me emphasize woman, if you're a woman who believes in the Bible and you see a man like Jerry Falwell Jr. and you see his stuff and your eyes are glued to it and you say, you know, maybe it's time to make a baby to continue the amount of people who follow the Bible, I think it's okay.
Okay, so if that's the case, then everyone who attends Liberty University who chooses to walk around with their fly half down is allowed.
Yeah, what's the big deal? I mean, if you're someone who believes in the Bible, you should be allowed to do anything.
Be allowed to do anything?
Yeah, I mean, what's the big deal? I mean, if you're someone who believes in the Bible, you're a good person, and if you're not, you're a bad person. It's that simple.
Yes, my friend, yes. I think Good Times Tom Leno is on the right track.
Well, I think both of you are on the wrong track. I think a lot of this has to do with elements of perversion on the part of both of you.
What?
Yeah, what's that supposed to mean?
Well, I just think both of you are perverted and you're making excuses for Jerry Falwell Jr. And it's kind of sad. I think Jerry Falwell Jr. has to set a moral example. Not engage in inappropriate behavior. If you walk around with your fly half down, and let's just say his stuff just totally pops out.
Yeah, what would happen? Would you get the knee pads out and slobber it down?
All right, Grady Nation, we'll talk with you next time.
What? I think you would. I think you would. I think you would slurp it like a 64 ounce of lemonade on a hot day.
All right, that's enough.